Welcome to the Generations Radio broadcast. This is Kevin Swanson. I'm Executive Director for Christian Home Educators out here in Colorado, but also a pastor and a father of five. We homeschool our children out here in the Eastern Plains of Colorado for a lot of reasons, namely the headlines. That's right, the headlines in the newspaper. New York Times yesterday, another sex ed class makes the headlines. Cops say social studies teacher Melissa Weber, 27, had several after-school tries with 14-year-old. She's accused of classroom sex with a student. She has been charged with rape, sexual abuse, and child endangerment. This is out in New York. And this, of course, adds to the litany of stories that we have brought on this radio station so many times before. How many stories do we have to read before parents get a little concerned about what's happening in the public schools? Oh, also, here's another story that came out this morning. U.S. Appeals Court has ruled there will be no Bibles at a Pennsylvania kindergarten show and tell. That's right. The U.S. Appeals Court say no Bibles. A kindergartner's mother cannot read Scripture during show and tell, even if the Bible is the boy's favorite book. U.S. Appeals Court said Monday in the latest challenge over religion in public schools. No Bibles, folks. No Bibles in the public schools. They're not going to have God in the public school. According to Chief Judge Anthony Scarica of the 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, parents of public school kindergarten students may reasonably expect their children will not become captive audiences to an adult's reading of religious texts, with the exception of all of the humanist texts. That's right. Every textbook, folks, is a religious text, something he forgot to mention. All right? You're always going to get some kind of a metaphysic, usually a materialistic, atheistic metaphysic, and a humanist ethic. You're going to get some kind of a worldview in these texts. You just can't get a Christian worldview. That's right. Any worldview is fine. In fact, they're going to allow the Muslim worldview. You can bet on that. You can bet on the fact that they'll allow a little Hindu worldview. They're going to get a little Eastern mysticism, and then they'll get some New Age stuff. They'll get some materialism, just a raw, evolutionary, materialistic, naturalistic worldview. They'll get all of that, but nothing about the real God, nothing about the real metaphysic, the truth. The truth is not allowed in public schools. Every other religion, every other quote-unquote truth, every other theory, every other relativistic, pluralistic, existentialistic, humanistic form is allowed in the public school textbooks, but no religious texts, ergo, no Christian, nothing even close to the true worldview, the Christian worldview, is allowed in public school classrooms per the Third Circuit Court of Appeals in the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, If you are a teacher, you absolutely must teach those students the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge. Why? Because the Word of God says at Proverbs 1 and verse 8 very clear. You don't give an education sans the fear of God. So again, any Christian teacher out there in public schools, you are duty bound by God to teach those students the fear of God in science and history. All right, and if you don't do that, you're creating a nation that doesn't fear God when you don't teach the fear of God in your history and science classrooms. Teachers, anybody listening who teaches in a school where they will not teach the fear of the triune God in the history and science classrooms, you are creating the problem. You are part of the problem. You are the ones who are bringing God's judgment on a nation that refuses to fear God in their business, in their economics, in their politics. All right? It's happening. It's starting in the classrooms, in the K-12 classrooms, where Christian teachers, quote-unquote Christian teachers, are out there trying to teach history and science without the fear of God. And you, ladies and gentlemen, if you are in the public schools not teaching the fear of God in the history and science classrooms, you are part of the problem. Matthew chapter 18 is very clear that if anybody is out there stumbling students, as in not teaching the fear of God as the beginning of wisdom and knowledge in science and history classrooms, if that's happening, it would be better that a millstone be hanged around your neck and you'd be drowned at the bottom of the sea. And if there are parents listening to this program, you're responsible for the decisions relating to the education of your children. So whatever you're choosing, whatever indoctrinating program you're teaching your children, that's your responsibility. And if you don't teach your children to fear God as they sit in their science classrooms, in their history classrooms, you, again, are part of the problem. You're stumbling your child. Stop giving them the existentialism, the pluralism, the relativism, the humanism in their metaphysics and their ethics in the public school classrooms. If you delegate the education of your child to somebody, you have to ask them the question, what do you teach as the foundation, the very foundation of wisdom and knowledge? Right? If you are going to delegate any part of that wisdom and knowledge education to somebody, you got to ask them, what do you teach as the basic foundation for wisdom and knowledge? If they say a condom, that's the wrong answer. If they say the fear of God, you're in the right place. Do not delegate the education of your child to somebody who will not teach the very foundation of wisdom and knowledge as the fear of God. Folks, as far as I'm concerned, at least for 99.9% of the cases out there, it is a sin. It is wrong. It is evil to send your children to an American public school. Now, I'm saying it. I may be saying this for the first time, but I think life is too short to be vague. People are out there giving their children a secular humanist worldview by the millions. And by the way, 80% of these Christian kids are walking away from the faith. And we're talking about Christian kids raised in evangelical, conservative Christian homes and Christian churches. They're walking away from faith. I think a big reason for this is because they're being sent to these public schools where they are given the wrong metaphysic, the wrong worldview, the wrong ethical perspective. Their minds are being trained, are being programmed every day in these classrooms not to fear God in the way that they view history and science, the way they view nature and the way they view the natural world. They're not fearing God. You'd have a better chance, folks, of your children fearing God if you sent them to a Muslim school in Indonesia over sending them to the average American public school, all right? That's how bad it is. You might as well, Christian parents, you might as well take your kids, send them off to some Muslim school in Indonesia, than to send them into an American public school where they're not taught the metaphysic of God's existence and God's relevance on planet Earth. And as a pastor, let me talk to pastors for just a moment. You need to warn your flocks about these schools that refuse to teach the beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. And if there are pastors out there not warning their flock, their parents out there, that there is an insidious, toxic education program that is leading their children astray, if these pastors will not warn their flocks about these things, they should resign today. All right, pastors, if you're listening to the program right now, you need to resign as a pastor if you will not warn your flocks about that education out there that refuses to teach the beginning of wisdom and knowledge is the fear of God. And we're talking about Southern Baptist pastors, Calvary Chapel pastors, Christian Reformed Church pastors, PCA, OPC, whatever it is. If you're a pastor and you do not have the guts to stand up and say what I'm saying on the air right now, that 99.9% of public schools out there are not teaching the beginning of wisdom and knowledge is the fear of God, and it is wrong, it is a sin to send your kids to these schools. If you don't have the guts to stand up and say that, you're not worthy of the title pastor or shepherd of God's people. The education you give your children is important, folks. That's what I'm saying. The way your children will live 40 years from now, the way your grandchildren will live 40 years from now, depends on the kind of education that you give your children. Listen to me. Listen to me. As far as your children and grandchildren are concerned, their fornication rates, their divorce rates, their Marxist socialist tendencies, their support for euthanasia in the 2024 elections, their sex selection abortions that they will do 20, 30 years from now, their imploded birth rates will be directly related to the classrooms you have them sitting in right now. Education is important, vitally important. Decisions that you make concerning these things will have tremendous implications for the future of your children in this life and eternity. We're going to talk about those implications next. Stay with me. This is Kevin Swanson. Folks, with this radio program, we're bringing relationships and truth back to a lost and lonely world. That's why we advocate homeschooling, mentorship, family-based economics, and a biblical worldview, all as part of our homeschool ministry based in Colorado. For homeschooling seminars, curriculum, and encouragement, visit our website at chec.org. That's check.org on the web. For apprenticeship, mentorship, and entrepreneurship training for your children and your family, you need to hook up with our AME program at ameprogram.com. That's ameprogram.com. You know, the Generations Radio Program is a ministry of generations with vision, where we work hard to cast a vision for the next generation through each and every radio broadcast. Tune in online at generationsradio.org for the daily show, the blog, and the online store. That's generationsradio.org.
We've already heard the worldview of ABC News, the ACLU, and the National Education Association. Now, tune in for the other worldview. This is Generations with Kevin Swanson.
Welcome back to the Generations Radio broadcast. This is Kevin Swanson. Dave Buhner also in studio with me. Just a couple of homeschool dads here trying to establish some basis for faith, family, and freedom for generations to come. Why? Because we are losing our faith family and our freedoms in our country even as we speak. And education being a very, very important area of concern because education sets the direction for a nation. You understand? The way you educate, the way you train the minds of a generation over 20 years will impact the way that they live, the way they do their politics, their education, their economics, and all of that in the years to come. And that's why we're constantly coming back to this theme of education. The way you educate your children is important, and the beginning of wisdom and knowledge is the fear of God. Well, the unraveling of our nation, I think, is very plain to the entire world today. I picked this up from Pravda Press, and this article came out last week, Pravda being the Russian press. That's right, folks, the former Soviet Union, the communists, have a press called Pravda Press, and this is an article that I've taken from the Russians. Here it is. American capitalism gone with a whimper. It must be said, says this guy from Russia, that like the breaking of a great dam, the American descent into Marxism is happening with breathtaking speed against the backdrop of a passive, hapless sheeple. Excuse me, dear reader. I mean people. True, he says, the situation has been well prepared on and off for the past century, especially the past 20 years. The initial testing grounds were conducted upon our holy Russia, and a bloody test it was, but we Russians would not just roll over and give up our freedoms and our souls, no matter how much money Wall Street poured into the fists of Marxists. Dave, I think he's making fun of us. That's the flavor I'm getting here. Those lessons were taken and used to properly prepare the people in America for the surrender of their freedoms and souls to the whims of their elites and betters. Now, how did it happen? First, the population was dumbed down through a politicized and substandard education system based on pop culture. They care, that is, Americans care, more for their right to choke down a McDonald's hamburger or a Burger King burger than for their constitutional rights. And they turn around and lecture us about our rights and about our democracy. Pride blind the foolish. Then their faith in God was destroyed until their churches, all tens of thousands of different branches and denominations, were for the most part little more than Sunday circuses, and their televangelists and top Protestant mega preachers were more than happy to sell out their souls and flocks to be on the winning side of a pseudo-Marxist politician or another. Their flocks may complain, but when explained that they would be on the winning side, their flocks were ever so quick to reject Christ in hopes for earthly power. The final collapse has come with election of Barack Obama. This is the Russians talking about what happened to America, folks. Unbelievable. These past 2 weeks have been the most breathtaking of all. First came the announcement of a planned redesign of the American Byzantine tax system by the very thieves who used it to bankroll their thefts, losses, and swindles of hundreds of billions of dollars. These make our Russian oligarchs look like more than ordinary street thugs in comparison. Yes, the Americans have beat our own thieves in the sheer volume. Should we congratulate them? Then came Barack Obama's command that GM, or General Motors president, step down from leadership of his company. That is correct, dear reader. In the land of pure free markets, the American president now has the power, the self-given power, to fire CEOs, and we can assume other employees of private companies at will. Come hither, go dither, the centurion commands his minions. He ends the article saying this, the Russian owners of American companies and industries should look thoughtfully at this and the option of closing their facilities down and fleeing the land of the red as fast as possible, i.e. get out of America, the United Socialist States of America. In other words, divest while there is still value left. The proud American will go down into his slavery without a fight, beating his chest and proclaiming to the world how free he really is. The world will only snicker. That being a past communist, Stanislav Mishin from Pravda Press. In Russia. Dave, I mean, it's time to read these things on the air. The Russians are looking at us and saying, hey, look at these, a bunch of commies. where the government is taking over General Motors. And indeed, that is communism when government owns the means of production. I mean, they have controlled the means of production for the last 100 years. We have created fascism, the umpteenth level of fascism, over the last 100 years or so through all of the laws and regulations that have been imposed upon private company and private enterprise in America. So government controls everything, but now government is owning everything as well. So we're becoming communists now. And Dave, I think it was significant when General Motors turned over its ownership, I think 60% of its ownership, to the American government, the federal government. I think that was a very, very significant step. This is one of the largest corporations in America now owned by the federal government.
Yeah, and it's now Government Motors. And what can you say? The government led by its regulations, by its rules, to the destruction of the private enterprise, to the private company General Motors. It fired its CEO, and it said, your only way out of this is to let us take you over. Now, this is communism. When government controls the means of production, that's called communism. You might say capitalism is when private people own the means of production, and we actually respect private property rights. Communism, on the other hand, is when you have societal or institutional stealing from one another. You are now an owner of General Motors.
And Dave, for the most part, people do not care about this. The guy's right. We have become a communist country without even so much as a whimper from the American public. People would be incensed about this, I think, 100 years ago. Now they really don't care. But Dave, the reason is because they have turned into what the guy properly denotes as sheeple. We have been made a bunch of sheeple, and we have lost our freedoms, and we continue to lose our freedoms, and we don't care that we are losing our freedoms to a big government. We have elected the most Marxist president to ever run for president of the United States, and he has a huge favorable rating right now in the American public. I think, 65% favor him at this point.
Hey, but they don't favor his policies, which is ironic. Now, why do you say we're sheeple? Just because we all voted for Barack?
I guess so. I guess so, Dave. Well, ladies and gentlemen, right now America is crossing over, I think, a significant transition into a communism. So get used to it. I hope you enjoy communist life. And, Dave, the communists have already showed what communists can do. They can be extremely bloody, and they can be terribly tyrannical and destroy a lot of innocent people and bring tremendous economic debacle and famine upon a land. They did that in Russia. They did that in China. They can certainly do it here. Of course, China turned more towards free enterprise and some capitalistic endeavors over the last 15 years or so, but we're going the opposite direction. I just think that's ironic.
Well, capitalism, that's private ownership, allows those who are excellent, those who succeed, to succeed. And those who don't succeed, it allows them to fail. Communism, on the other hand, chooses who will succeed and punishes those who would compete. So on one hand, in the free market enterprise, some people fail. They fail in business, they fail in life, because they didn't have the character, they didn't have the product, they didn't have the know-how, they just weren't very good. That's what capitalism does. Some people get left behind. In communism, the winners are chosen, and those who would oppose it are basically murdered.
And folks, the reason why we are suffering communism, the reason why we have elected a Marxist president, the reason why we are a much more socialist country than ever before, the reason we are heading for economic disaster is because of the public schools. It is because we have been educated to be who we are today, and it's because hundreds of millions of parents have sent their children to public schools run by governments where the fear of God is not the beginning of wisdom and knowledge, and rather the fear of government, the respect for government, is the primary ethic of these schools, and the result is that we have a people who are not free-minded. And Dave, when you send children to a public school and you tell them that government is the source of their education, that government will educate them, government will take care of them in their early years, they're going to expect government to take care of them in terms of providing them with their work, in terms of providing them with their Social Security, in terms of providing them with their welfare and their womb-to-tomb security. This is the way they are trained to think. Therefore, if you have been trained to think that way over 3-4 generations and you have 95% of American kids going to these public schools, then you're going to have 95% of American, generally speaking, I mean, there'll be a few exceptions to the rule, but about 95% of American people will support communism, or socialism. And this is, of course, why the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto included free education for all children in public schools, the abolition of children's factory labor in its present form, and combination of education with industrial production. So, see, again, that was what he said. You have to create the public schools such that you will prepare children to work for this communistic, socialistic, fascistic system. That was the dream of Karl Marx. And say, so, Dave, I don't think we would have had the increase of socialism, the increase of communism in most of the modern states, in Europe, in Sweden, in America, in Canada, in Japan, in China, in most of the developed countries. You would not have this happening had it not been for the public schools.
Well, the public schools accomplish two things that's very dear to the communists. First off, is they establish the state as the authority in a child's life. It's not what mom and dad say. It's not what rules you have at home. It's the rules you must obey in the school, which are perhaps opposed to those rules in your home. For instance, we might talk about sex education. We don't want to, but that's what they talk about in the schools. Mom and dad have no say, at least not in Massachusetts, according to the courts. If the school wants to say that homosexual lifestyle, homosexual marriage, is a virtue, and mom and dad don't think so, tough. That's what they're going to be taught. So the authority belongs to the state. Secondly, the child's liberty and autonomy are taken away very rudely for a good purpose, for order. You must have order in the classroom. So we have young children, you know, 7-year-olds, having to say whether or not they're going one or two when they go to the bathroom. Now, what person would give up that kind of privacy? What person would say, the Constitution doesn't apply to me as soon as I walk through these doors into this government building? Well, a person who has no idea of what liberty is because it's been taken away from them at such a young age. So the ideas of liberty, the ideas of our founders, the idea that life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness are God-given, these are taken away, or more appropriately said, they're never taught.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you want Marxism to succeed in America, keep the Marxist schools running. Keep your children attending the Marxist public schools. This is the only way you're going to establish Marxism. And it's been successful. I mean, think about it. Just about every plank of the Communist Manifesto has come to pass in America. Free education for all children in public schools. Well, most children in public schools. Close to 95% of children are now educated in public or Marxist schools, abolition of property and land, and application of all rents of land to public purposes. That came, of course, that's here. Why? Because that was attached in America to public schools. It's called property taxation. We rent our lands from the government through property taxation. That came about 100 years ago. Yeah, after the Communist Manifesto was penned by Karl Marx. A heavy progressive or graduated income tax came in 1913 in America. That's right, we got an income tax in 1913. Check that one off. Abolition of all rights of inheritance. Yeah, the government taxes our inheritance. Check that one off. Confiscation of the property of all immigrants and rebels. I don't know if that's happened or not. It may be happening. Centralization of credit in the banks of the state. That happened in 1913 by means of a national bank called the Federal Reserve System. Centralization of the means of communication and transport in the hands of the state. Well, that's controlled by the hands of the state right now. Extension of factories, instruments of production owned by the state. Well, there it is, Dave. That came by means of the government owning General Motors now. Now we finally extended factories, instruments of production owned by the state. The government owns those CNC machines that are putting together cars in Detroit.
Yeah, the government used to just regulate them. The government, by means of telling them who could work for them, the unions, and what the contracts could be, what were the regulations about how they could build their cars, and the safety regulations for the workers, the unions, what were the CAFE standards, how much mileage the car had to get, what were the safety standards, how many cup holders. They regulated the car industry to failure, and now they have to take it over. So, you know, plan succeeded.
Communism has come to America, and we have accepted it with barely a whimper. Now, granted, there's a few talk show hosts out there that are complaining a little bit, but, Dave, the masses don't really care. I mean, as the Russians said, they should be up in arms. They should be upset about this, but they're not. Nobody really cares about America becoming a communist nation. Why? Because, well, the economy busted, and we think the government's going to save us from a bad economy. Well, as it turns out, government has already destroyed our excellence in our public schools. It destroyed our free enterprising spirit. It's destroyed our character. It's destroyed our individuality. It's destroyed our freedom. So, of course, the nation is going to go down the tubes in terms of its economics and its political situation. So I think the only solution, Dave, is to get our kids out of the public schools right now, and hopefully we may be able to salvage a free nation in years to come. But it's only going to happen if we can get a million, maybe 2-3 million people pulling their children out of the public schools right now. If they can, we might be able to salvage freedom, individuality, excellence for years to come.
Well, Kevin, you know the 90-10 rule, that 10% really do the work for the 90. That 10%, and the 10% of the population are the ones that are innovative, that create the new inventions, that create the new technologies, that improve life. It is that 10%. Now, in the public schools, that 10% is cut off. They're told they have to be part of the 90. They have to move together with the collective by all kinds of means. Now, when you get out into the economy, we don't have those geniuses. We don't have that excellence because that 10% has been dumbed down. So if your children are going to be part of that 10%, by all means, please, 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 for the sake of the nation, get them out of the public schools.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's ask ourselves the question, do we really want to go through what Russia went through between 1917 and 1990? Do we really want to face the kind of horror, the bloody pogroms, the economic debacle, the famines that Russia faced? You say it could never happen here. I say it could happen here. Why? Because the nation is prepared for it. So the answer, I think, is to get your kids out of the public schools right now. And the answer is, let's go ahead and establish something. Let's get a vision going in the minds and the homes of millions of people across America right now. And let's start by educating our children in the fear of God. I believe this is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge, and it is really where our freedoms, our families, our faith is really going to be established. So let's start with an education based in the fear of God. Let's build a vision that will hopefully reestablish a free nation here or somewhere else in the world in years to come. And that's why I wrote my book, The Second Mayflower, Blessed Is That Nation Whose God Is the Lord. And of course, we enjoy great blessing in this nation because we really did found our education systems upon the fear of God and upon the worship and the praise of the Creator. So let's make sure that we establish that system ourselves, at least in our homes, in our small communities, wherever we are right now. And hopefully our children and our grandchildren will enjoy great blessings in years to come. And that, my friends, is the vision of this radio program. You can get my book, The Second Mayflower, at our website, KevinSwanson.com, where you can hear the program anytime, anywhere in the world, right there at KevinSwanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson, and I want to invite you back again next time as we lay down a vision for the next generation.
Imagine a summer camp for the whole family. A camp with some great messages that will encourage your family to live and love together the way God has laid out in His Word. Imagine a 5-day camp with some of the best nationally known speakers on the family. A 5-day camp priced from $155. That's $155 for the whole family. We have obtained the use of one of the largest campgrounds in the West for this camp. Scheduled August 21st through the 25th in Glorieta, New Mexico, your family will hear inspiring messages on relationships and loving the family from some of the familiar voices carried on the Generations radio broadcast. And there will be plenty of time for relaxing fellowship, hiking, volleyball, softball, high ropes course, paintball, miniature golf, horseshoes, shuffleboard, frisbee golf, tennis, ping pong, paddle boats, and canoeing. We have priced this camp so it will be affordable to the largest families with the lowest income and a tough economy. To register or just check out a little more information on this camp, visit our website, renewingthefamily.com. That's renewingthefamily.com. This camp is sponsored by Reformation Church, a family-integrated church located between Colorado Springs and Denver in Castle Rock.